Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Really quick, friends, as Homeland Security issues terror threat, your borders are wide open. Okay, just wanted to make sure you understood. The DHS is stacked with Muslim Brotherhood. You have 35 jihadi camps in America today, and you're being warned by Homeland Security on a terror threat over people who refuse COVID vaccine. I want to remind everybody really quick so you can understand, because what we're talking about today is why are Americans under attack by their own government? Okay, China is not under attack. I mean, the people that are attacking us, you would think they were Chinese. Well, they're communists. The Russians aren't under attack by our government, but those that are attacking us, you would think that they were Russians, communists. I mean, it's interesting. The Russians are calling for a new world order. The Chinese are calling for a new world order. This all spawns from the likes of George H.W. Bush, who said over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit that he wanted a new world order. He said, out of chaos, we will create a new world order. Who is creating the chaos? Those that want the new world order. I just want you to be clear, okay? James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, warned long ago, friends, that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. We were warned. We've been warned. This is, again, scripturally spot on. A nation, and I'm speaking to America today, a nation that is under the perfect judgments of God because they refuse to take heed to his commandments. Period. Okay? Period. Proverbs 7:2. Check it out when you get a moment. As Homeland Security, friends, this is brand new, just now. As Homeland Security issues terror threat over people who refuse COVID vaccine. I'm not making this up. Is this insane, friends? Who's under attack more than you are today? Nobody is. You're under attack. When will Americans learn a little history here? Because it's being repeated today. Hey, folks, we all know that the mainstream media is lying. We know corrupt politicians don't work for we the people. But what are most Americans doing today? Oh, they're just sitting there in the water like a bunch of sitting ducks, waiting to be assailed once yet again by the same corrupt administration. This has been going on for decades. It's not just this administration, again, just for the record. We know they're lying. Matter of fact, they know that they're lying. You want to know why they lie? Because they know the truth. See, these dummies don't understand Proverbs 19:9, that a false witness will not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. And you can put that up against Revelation 21, verse 8, starting right there. Liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, right? But we know that they're lying. They know that they're lying. They know that we know that they are lying. And we know that they know that we know that they are lying. And still, they continually lie. Hey, folks, just for the record, and just to reignite past thought, do you all remember, especially those that listen to us over here on the Sons of Liberty, both morning show and afternoon show, you all remember that dream that I shared with you all? And I don't do it. Folks, as a matter of fact, I think that was probably the first time I've ever shared with my listeners on a nationwide basis. We're broadcasting into 153 cities. The first time I've ever shared a dream. And I'm telling you what, friends, you can take it to the bank. It's exactly what's happening today. Is it not? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What was that dream, Bradley? That dream was right before I got up. And keep in mind, when they come, they're very fearful. Not the way that the modern day false prophets get things. Right? Saying peace, peace when there is no peace. Nope, that's not how they come for Bradley here. They come in a fearful manner. And I wake up and I remember just as clear as day, a small wave coming in. And I knew it was the first wave of this pandemic because the people were now going along with what even a decade prior to this one didn't put up with. They put it down right away. Most people don't know that Anthony Fauci tried doing this 10 years ago. We played the video audio for you several times. But see, 10 years ago they put it down right away because they seen that the fraud, and the fraud that it was, and what it meant to perpetuate. Well, 10 years later, here we are. That was the first wave, right? The second wave was coming in, and the second wave came in just a little bit bigger. And it was interesting because I posted this on sonsoflibertymedia.com right when I got it. And then all of a sudden, we started hearing of the talking points of the first wave, and the second wave, and the third wave. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. There's not a third wave. Write it down. Hold me to it. Okay? And if it doesn't come to pass, which it is right now before our eyes, you go ahead and just count me right off. Because the Holy Ghost is still bearing witness through the apostolic, through the prophetic, and through the teachers and the evangelicals and the pastors that understand the Holy Ghost is given unto those that are they're given unto those that obey him. Acts 5:32. But the third one wasn't a wave. Just here to remind you, the third one was a tsunami. I told the people, if you don't put a stop to it, there's going to be a second wave after the first. And that wave got bigger. And then I seen the tsunami coming behind the second wave if the people didn't take heed. Put this up against Ezekiel 33, the first part of the chapter. Okay, I seen the tsunami coming in. And you all know what tsunamis do, right? They relentlessly destroy everything in their path. What is happening today in America? And I want to remind everybody, friends, that we're not talking about a foreign government doing this to us today. It's your own said representatives that you have allowed to lie to you, to steal from you, to kill at will, to assail other nations, to create a government that just looks just like their ungodly image in hopes of recreating it, friends, in a government and a new global order that looks foreign to the U.S. Constitution. That is, in fact, as to who you are under attack by and from today. Okay? I'm not talking about good government. I'm talking about bad government. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. We are right there on the right side of that page. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media, friends, and what it is that they're censoring, or through omission, friends, what it is that they're not telling you today. You need to be aware as to what's going on here, friends, in so many different ways. You can also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we are being booked to the max right now. We're about 3 months out. If you'd like to be a part of that, you'd like to have us come in and shake, rattle, and roll, Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 to book us. You can also check us out on Before It's News, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. Again, if you want to call in at any time, stick to the topic. We're going to cover many. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, somebody just asked me to clarify what I'm telling you. What's happening today in America, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but I want you to think about this. Everything that's happened in this country, you have to question who's responsible for creating the crisis. When you go back to September 11th, friends, oh my goodness. I mean, I could spend an hour or two just on that topic. Eyewitnesses, friends, versus the politicians in the mainstream media. Eyewitnesses in the mainstream media told us the exact opposite. I'm sorry, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians told us the exact opposite of what eyewitnesses seen on so many different levels. And then they came out with something called the Patriot Act, remember, right? And if you remember the Patriot Act, which should have been called the Act of Tyranny, what did they do? They created agencies to war against, too. Not foreigners. but against the American people. And it's exactly what we're seeing right now. But Americans, you were warned over 18, 19, 20 years ago concerning this very topic from this microphone. Okay? As Homeland Security issues terror threat over people who refuse COVID vaccine. Isn't that interesting? Terror threat over people who refuse COVID vaccine. We're receiving more information, friends, from overseas. There's a nurse that just came forward that believed that in many cases, the said vaccines, as to how they're trying to sell us, you know, these, they call them vaccines, they're not. They're experimental injections. It's interesting, she said that she has eyewitnessed saline injections. You also are aware, as a matter of fact, I'm going to pull this up right now. Thank you, Lord. I'm just thinking of this right now because this is information, once again, that they're trying to withhold from the American people. But in Hawaii alone, oh my goodness, friends, I'm pulling it up right now. In Hawaii alone, there's a major lawsuit coming down upon the heads of this government, along with the likes of Thomas Renz in The Gist. And the reason I'm saying that is because the CDC is under fire, the WHO is under fire, Anthony Fauci is under fire right now. This is where the American people need to stand up and put a stop to all of this nonsense. And why am I saying that, friends? Because what's happening here, friends, and I'm going to go back to Hawaii in just a moment here. What's happening here is they are selling us everything but the truth. And that should be bothersome to everybody that's listening to this show right now. What you're being told is exactly the opposite of what the facts are. I'm bringing this up in just a moment. We're doing live radio. This just came to my aid. And we know that in Hawaii alone, there's a lawsuit coming down where it's stated that over 45,000 people have been killed by the jab alone. Okay, so we're waiting for this information to come out. And it's interesting because as I'm looking for that even now, which I'll probably end up doing is pulling it up during the next break, if you don't mind, is the fact that... Yes, here it is. Hawaii attorney Michael Green files class action lawsuit, says vaccine has killed 45,000 people. Everybody understand what's going on here, right? I just want to make sure everybody understands the facts of the matter, okay? Because, again, a lot of information is being withheld from the American people. Okay, I'm going over to, just as we're doing live radio, this comes to my aid, going over to Health Impact News right now. We are destroying the lives of our young people with experimental COVID injections. If you're on social media platforms right now, I want to show you this because this has been withheld from the people. And it's interesting, we have now a former New Zealand Olympic cyclist, Olivia Podmore. She dies at the age of 24 years old. Interestingly enough, and I did this throughout the week, friends, is showing the American people and the 53 countries that we're broadcasting live into, I'm showing you all of the people that are mysteriously dying out of nowhere. Now, a majority of them thus far have been elderly people, but now what we're beginning to see is an influx of the younger people, okay? Because they just mandated that, right? And I want you to think about this, Americans. Not one governor in the United States of America stood up to put a stop to this. Not a one. Okay? Look at this. On social media platforms, I'm showing right now all of the young people that are dying from these said experimental vaccinations, but they're now trying to accuse those non or anti-vaxxers as the problem for the vaccine disease. When in fact, it's the people that have been vaccinated that are responsible for this new Delta variant. Again, for those that did not know. But here's the information, again, that they're trying to withhold from the people. And it really sickens me to no end, friends, that people are not pulling the curtain back in considering the source concerning what is happening here. Okay? What is happening here, friends? And what is happening here is people are dying in a big way. And I'm going to show you how they're trying to cover it up. And this is what I was just trying to say a minute ago. It's interesting how they're trying to cover up the cause of death. And what you're seeing over and over and over again concerning these people that are dying on a massive scale, even in the United States alone, it's interesting that they're reporting, right? The cause of death unknown. The cause of death unknown. Are you kidding me? Or more to be revealed in the days coming. Folks, when's the last time you've seen anything like that? And then we did, as a matter of fact, which I should probably get to right now. I'm just taking this line upon line, precept upon precept. What I want to do is I want to show you, before I give you the good news, I need to give you the bad news, right? I need to show you, friends, what is happening. And this, again, is an audio and video that is being withheld from the people. This was posted on November 30th, 2020. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead. This just came up in mind right now. I want to go ahead and play this for you right now. You're going to have to turn this up a little bit. GCN guys, will you turn this audio up just a little bit? This is what is being... Well, they're putting the screen over it on social media platforms saying it's misinformation. Of course it is, because it goes against the narrative. But I want you to check out, friends, how we were warned concerning exactly what's happening here. All these deaths that we're hearing now, friends, did you know that a bill was passed where Medicare would actually give to the hospitals basically an incentive to equate, no matter how they died of natural causes, give them an incentive and give them a bonus for telling us that they died of coronavirus. This is all bought and paid for. This is all bought and paid for. Matter of fact, just this last week, I was meeting with an elderly fellow, probably about 3 hours away from where I'm at today, and he had said that him and his wife had went to the hospital for a hip surgery, and they told him right when he got into the hospital that they both had coronavirus. I said, really? I said, well, first of all, there's several strains of it. It's equated to a common cold. The recovery rate is 99.9%, and you got the coronavirus. Well, they're getting paid to tell people that they've got the coronavirus so they can give them a vaccination. That's the incentive, right? Well, I shared with him, did you know that when this whole pandemic first came out, we seen Scott Jensen from the state of Minnesota, former senator, and a doctor, Dr. Scott Jensen, telling the people that these numbers are being manufactured. And then we found out in Florida alone that there was 333 labs. Listen carefully, 333 labs. Every person that all 333 labs tested, every single person came back positive. People need to understand this is all manufactured. Okay? Let me just say it this way, friends. Listen to me carefully, and don't misunderstand what I'm telling you. Okay? The end of this virus is government control. The end of this virus is them corralling you into a new system of government. Remember, Paul Warburg, he was the one that helped create the Federal Reserve. That is dead and in hell right now, where he belongs. Okay? You need to understand that he was the one that said, we're going to have a new world order either through conquest or through peace. Okay? So the fact of the matter is, people, you need to understand, as I started out during the first segment, all of this chaos is being created to bring in a new world order. But don't forget about the genocide. And what I'm going to do when I come back, because I just teed it up, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some audio video for you, which was released to us in November of 2020. And I want you to listen to all the people that allegedly have coronavirus and how there's an incentive to tell you that they died from the virus when in fact they didn't.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Residents of Sydney and its home state of New South Wales will now face fines of up to $3,700 for violating coronavirus stay-at-home orders, which were extended Saturday following a record number of daily COVID-19 infections in the area. While Australia has recorded a surge in COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, its numbers still remain much lower than other wealthy countries across the globe. Richard Cortez, an Hidalgo County, Texas judge, discussed his recent meeting with Department of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and said he urged the chief to put a pause on immigration into the U.S.
And that was my recommendation to the secretary, that he just has to put a pause. I call it a moratorium, which I think by legal definition, that's a legal delay of the law, because the volume is just too high.
This is USA Radio News. The University of Nebraska rejects a resolution to stop critical race theory. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on Fox News reacts to the university's decision, saying opponents of CRT were being shut out from the conversation.
When the resolution was proposed, the chancellor's office at the University of Nebraska put out a statement saying that anybody who was against critical race theory was unwittingly helping the Ku Klux Klan. Which basically means if you're opposed to critical race theory, you're either stupid or a racist.
House of Representatives staffers can make nearly $200,000 a year due to a new order from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That's more than virtually all House and Senate members make. Most receive $174,000 a year. In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi said this order will help Congress recruit and retain the outstanding and diverse talent that we need, and it also helps ensure parity between employees of the House of Representatives and other employees of the federal government.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Check out the store on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to weigh in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to show you the good news, friends, but it's 90% law, 10% grace. Guys down at GCN, please turn up the audio on this video that I'm about to play. It's at a distance a little bit. I can hear it clearly, but I want to make sure people don't have a problem hearing it. This was the video that was released by OAN. On November 30th of 2020 last year, Facebook and social media platforms struck the video, they censored the video, they expunged the video, and if it still makes its way out there, they're saying that it's fake news. The fact of the matter is, friends, it's not fake news at all. It's the truth, okay? The fake newsers are those that are working for the likes of a Facebook. Matter of fact, did you know that Facebook's fact checkers are former CNN employees, and the Snopes operation, you know, Snopes, it's interesting, that's a CIA operation. We've exposed these things several times. So they're at war with the truth, and the fact of the matter is, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, and rest assured, it's coming for them too. But the bottom line is, friends, is I'm trying to get as much information out there to my friends right now so they can understand that, America, you are the ones that are attacked by your said representatives and the corrupt media. This is the truth of the matter. This is what they don't want you to hear. And again, here at this show, friends, we're not asking the devil for permission. Listen clearly, friends. Listen clearly.
Hospitals have been counting patients who died from serious pre-existing conditions as COVID-19 deaths. One America's Pearson chart has more, as the CDC counts over 51,000 patients who actually died from heart attacks as opposed to the coronavirus.
The Centers for Disease Control have updated their death counts for coronavirus and reveal yet again that COVID-19 is rarely the actual cause of death among coronavirus patients. According to the CDC themselves, of the 220,000 deaths attributed to the coronavirus, 87,000 of them died from pneumonia and
they're not dying from coronavirus, friends. 17,000
died from chronic respiratory diseases and 26,000 died from respiratory distress syndrome. 44,000 patients died from hypertensive diseases. 23,000 died from heart disease, and a whopping 28,000 died from cardiac arrest and heart failure. Yet all of these, even patients who died from heart attacks, were marked down as dying from the coronavirus.
See, this is all manufactured, friends.
Explained that 131,000 patients who are being considered COVID-19 deaths already had life-ending diseases, including cancer, dementia, and even end-stage renal failure. And according to the CDC, again, if you look at place of death, you'll see that some 10,000 patients who died from COVID were on hospice care, meaning they were terminally ill to begin with.
Terminally ill people being equated to coronavirus.
That all of these patients were critically ill and likely died from their pre-existing conditions without any help from the coronavirus. However, they explained that the CARES Act, passed by Congress in March, gives hospitals a 20% bonus.
They give them a 20% bonus to equate natural causes of death, terminally ill people, a 20% bonus to tell the people that they died from coronavirus when, in fact, that's not at all what they died from. I'm going to play on.
On their diagnosis-related group paid for by Medicare. Essentially, that means doctors are being paid to list deaths as coronavirus without any indication the patient's death was actually
coronavirus. Medical industry is selling you out, Americans.
Spanish flu is often used as an example of a comparable pandemic, and perhaps it's more comparable than most people realize, according to the National Institutes of Health and even Dr. Anthony Fauci himself, in a 2008 paper, explained that the majority of deaths during the 1918 and 1919 pandemic were not caused by the influenza alone. Instead, Dr. Fauci says that the vast majority of deaths were caused by bacterial pneumonia. Exactly. What the CDC shows we're witnessing again today. The CDC backs these numbers up, explaining that coronavirus itself is responsible for just 6% of all deaths listed as coronavirus related. The other 94% of deaths are due to pre-existing comorbidities,
pre-existing
serious illnesses, and advanced age. However, despite this report being officially published by the CDC, so far the mainstream media have completely ignored it, instead continuing to hype a pandemic that seems less dangerous every day.
So, did you hear that, friends? I mean, how long can the American people play the fools to these people? I just said yesterday, isn't it interesting that when we hear the breaks on conservative outlets who should know better, right? Yesterday's liberals, that's what we call them here, put it up against Matthew 5:13. What do you hear? You hear from Anthony Fauci. You hear no opposing view whatsoever. Folks, these people have been caught for their criminal fraud and conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, over and over and over and over again. And what are the American people doing? I said to my wife yesterday, isn't it interesting that babies can be killed? Abominations can be passed by the said Supreme Court, right? As if to suggest that they have a right to violate God's moral law. Nope, they do not have a right to do that. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and God is the lawgiver. Just for the record, put that up against Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. They sit during good behavior, not bad behavior. They can go ahead and drop the borders. They can allow illegals to come into the United States of America. And the list goes on concerning the violations of the mainstream media, which is controlled and operated by six corporations worldwide under the CIA's directive, which is supposed to operate domestically, not internally, right? And what do the American people do? They don't care. The American people don't care as long as it doesn't have anything to do with them. Well, little did you know that you are your brother's keeper. And you reap what you sow on an individual basis, regardless if it's just you or a nationwide basis. And now we're beginning to see that we're reaping what we've allowed many to sow. And now that we see it's time for us to stand up and fight because our backs are up against the wall, well, guess what's happening, friends? Because now it's beginning to hit home. This is going to the homes, the front doors of people's homes across the country, right? Amos 3:6-3, just like the Word of God said it would, the people are starting to wake up. Starting to wake up. And when you have your government calling you or accusing you of being a terrorist because you refuse to take some experimental vaccination, oh, and look at me carefully, friends, that has not been approved through totalitarian methods, through governors that don't have the constitutional authority to do so, nor does the federal government have the authority to do so, ignoring Nuremberg codes, ignoring, friends, OSHA laws and HIPAA laws. Well, now the American people are beginning to wake up. What I want to do is I want to bring you over and I want to show you how they are covering up these said deaths. I took the time this last week to show the people as to how they're, again, bringing up the points. Well, if someone dies, they don't know quite yet as to how it is. Well, I did do my homework, and I pulled the curtain back on several of these, and I want to get to that before I bring you to my main topic, because it's encouraging news. It's not just gloom and doom. It's not just bad news. Friends, where you see bad news, I look at it as being an opportunity, and so should you. The Chinese have a word. It's called crisis, and it has two definitions. One's danger, one's opportunity. How do you look at these situations, these crises that are being created by your government? How do you see these? I look at them as opportunities because, again, Christians are to bring the answers to the world, Isaiah 58:12. We're not to preach doom and gloom in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. Matter of fact, I want to give you a little bit of a parable really quick, and I think you'll enjoy this. Okay? Why all the dirt? Why all the dirt? This is how I look at it. Hey, the Bible says, for by grace are we saved through faith and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. And yesterday I caught myself up on this thought that, listen, the Bible says in Romans 5 that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. So what does grace do? Well, if I'm dead in trespasses and in my sins, grace comes and empowers me to overcome by the faith that he has given me. We're saved by grace through faith that he gave us, Hebrews 12:2, right? We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. What are you doing with that gift of God? This is what grace does. Listen carefully. There was once a farmer who had an old donkey, and one day he was walking along and he heard his donkey crying. As he walked towards the cry of the donkey, he came to find out that the donkey had fallen into an old well and was trying to get out on his own. The farmer thought to himself, how am I going to get this donkey out of the well? Well, as he pondered it for a little bit, he began to reason within himself, saying, well, this donkey, well, it's a little too old anyways. He's not really worth my time and effort to get him out of the well. He called over some of his farmer buddies, and they began to shovel scoops of dirt and throw it into the well, burying the little donkey alive. Scoop after scoop on the back of the donkey. Just like Americans being inundated with problems after problems, lies after lies, crisis after crisis. But how do you see it when you're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3? When you really have the operation of real grace working through you and real faith working through you, well, you understand Romans 8:37, and you understand those that have been given the faith of God that you overcome the world. Let's see what this donkey does in resolution. As he called over some of his farmer buddies, they began to shovel scoops of dirt and throw it on the back of the live donkey. The donkey panicked at first, not knowing as to what they were trying to do. And suddenly, to the farmer's amazement, the donkey started to do something very different, very awkward. For every scoop of dirt that he would throw on the donkey's back, you know what he would do? He would shake it off, and he used it as a stepping stone to climb out of the well. Anybody feeling me right now? Anybody understanding what I'm telling you right now? Because this is what the Spirit of God does through grace. And when we have his faith, Ephesians 2:8, we overcome the obstacles and we receive the answers from the Lord. We bring him to the world. And what do? We win the day. That's how he is glorified. We're going to come right back and I'm going to show you, friends, as to how they're trying to cover up all of the causes of death. In particular, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again. You guys are quiet out there. What's going on? 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're up on the top left side of the page. The top left side of the page. I want to show you something that most people didn't catch on to concerning all of these people. And I shared earlier this week, literally, I was scrolling death after death after death. I'm talking about movie stars. I'm talking about pop stars. I'm talking about people that we know in the public eye. It, folks, I was going on and on and on and on and on and on. And I was scrolling all of the people that just have mysteriously just recently died. And this all reminds me of what Sherry Tenpenny shared with us on the show. She had said that this is exactly what's going to happen. She said within 3 to 6 months. Some people have given a year. She's already proven to be right, friends. This is without a shadow of a doubt. Consider the source, Bill Gates. This is a genocide. That's exactly what this is a genocide, okay? I want to say this, too, before I start getting on to this next topic here, because I was feeling what I was saying. And the Bible says we're supposed to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is not in word but in power. I was getting a witness of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I was having church up in here. Okay. But I want to say this. This last week, and if you're a new listener, I don't know why it is that we've got this conception that Jesus is this little pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling them that everything is okay. That is not his message. It's never been his message. Matter of fact, when people noticed Christ, they said that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. Okay? A bunch of effeminate pansies who are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. That's found in Matthew 5:13. That's what these men are. It came to my attention this week because I'm going to be in Brainerd, Minnesota on Monday. And then it looks like we're going to be downtown in the Minneapolis area on Thursday of next week. We'll see how that transpires. But they came back and they said, well, Bradley's a little rough around the edges. And I'm going to do a whole show on this, friends. Just hold up. A little rough around the edges. And I thought to myself, you know what? The only people that look at me and say that I'm a little rough around the edges are the people that don't quite understand that we're in a war. And when you begin to look at our forefathers, you look at the patriarchs, they didn't act like these men that look at guys like me and say, he's a little rough around the edges. Nope, they're spineless capitulators. And see, these are the type of people, just for the record, that want their freedoms, but they want someone else to fight, to bleed, and to die, and sacrificing themselves to give it to these cowards who don't deserve it. I want to say something to these kind of people that are good for nothing, that don't deserve the freedoms that they have today. I want you to listen carefully. And if it's condemning, you know what? That's your problem, not mine. I'm living for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. And if you're not, again, that's your own condemnation. Okay? There was a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut. This is a true story, and it's real short. Near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. This is a true story. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook, but however, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence, just like Bradley. The one that's a little rough around the edges. The one that's willing to go ahead and put my neck out a little bit further because I know that by the grace of God, history teaches us, and so does the Spirit of God, that we can do this. We can get to the other side of this mess if we're willing to fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. Well, Mr. Williams stated, if we fail, I know why my and what my fate will be. I've done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon. I have signed the Declaration of Independence. And he said, if I'm found out, I will be hung. Mr. Hillhouse replied, well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government. Then, sir, said Mr. Williams, you deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty. Exactly. Exactly. And there's a whole bunch of this stuff going on in this country today, isn't there? But I'm here to tell you that there's a whole bunch of these guys that are a little rough around the edges, that are willing to stand up, that are filled with the same Holy Ghost that Jesus Christ himself has. Because they understand that we win the day. They understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We understand, as the word rightly tells us, that we shall eat the good of the land. Why? Because the Lord promised us the good of the land. If you remember right, Caleb and Joshua, my big brothers in the spirit that are now in heaven, the Lord said, because they have wholly followed me, I will give them everything in every place that their foot has trodden upon. Folks, it's a warfare. It's not a game. This is a warfare, Americans. This is not a game. We're about a half a step from making contact with our enemies. And I believe that now, by the way, I just went to a local gun shop this morning. And I was talking to the local guy that just restocked on ammo. I said, how's business going? Oh, my goodness. He said, it's coming in and it's going right out. I said, why do you think that's happening? He said, because people are awake. There's 393 million guns in the hands of 330 million people in this country. I suspect that the American people are getting ready to respond to the tyranny that they see is attacking them in their own country and in their own backyards today. That's what I suspect. Okay? But what does the media do? What does the Homeland Security do, friends, as I started the show off with? They're accusing anti-vaxxers. Well, guess what? There's a whole mess of us. There's a lot more anti-vaxxers, friends, because if there wasn't, then why the totalitarian force compliance measures? Because they don't have the numbers. I'm about ready to show you that. But before we do, I want to show you, by the way, I've got you for 2 hours today. I want to show you what it is that they're not showing you. Okay, this week I shared with my viewers and listeners, the propagandists want you to believe that people are dying from natural causes. Well, I just played that audio for you during the last segment. Okay, I'm here to tell you they are not. Remember that 20% bonus that doctors and the medical industry is getting by selling you out, Americans. No matter how you die, report it as COVID-19. And Senator Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen, told us the same thing right in our own backyards. This is all manufactured garbage, just like the people that are dying from natural causes. They're equating it to coronavirus. Just this last week, friends, we had an actor named Michael Mitchell, 65-year-old Braveheart actor, who received both Sinovac injections, then the third Pfizer booster shot, and 6 days later, he was dead. Did you hear what I said? 6 days later, he was dead. But I want to show you the process of this, okay? Because this is what the media is doing again. America, I'm telling you this because it's not tedious for me to tell you this again. But I'm telling you, and I'm appealing to your good senses in the heart that God has put in you in righteousness by His Holy Ghost, not carnal, not reprobate, Romans 1:24, but the heart that He's put in you, Romans 5:5. To stand up and put a stop to what's going on, because when you put a stop to it here in America, you're putting a stop to it all over the globe, because everything starts in the people's White House. These are the ones that are committing the act of terror on the world, friends. And they've been doing it for a long time. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Okay? Now we're fighting an invisible enemy. And by the way, the end of this invisible enemy is complete and total slavery over the American people and those nationwide and those on a global basis. Are you going to let that happen? By the grace of God, I am not. So let me get over to this. I want to show you this really quick. The COVID blog just reported Michael Mitchell, 65 years old, from Braveheart, the actor, and, by the way, Gladiator, just received both Sinovac injections, then the third Pfizer booster shot, and now he's dead 6 days later. It says again here, in Turkey, I'm going to show you the report if you're on a social media platform. Oh, I'm going to get to this right on the other side of the break. I got you for a whole nother hour, and goodness, I am so thank you. I'm so thankful that we got another hour, man, because I'm just starting to rock and roll. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.